Welcome to the Creative Mystic. Are you a highly sensitive, highly creative spiritual seeker? Do you want to awaken to your spiritual gifts, grow your connection with your higher power, and be inspired on a regular basis? Then you're in the right place. I'm Deepa Lu, the host of the Creative Mystic. Each week, I will share with you intuitive messages, meditations, and my own miraculous experiences as a creative mystic to support and inspire you to deepen your connection with divine presence so you let out your greatness. It is such a gift and an honor to be with you each week in your spiritual journey of discovering your spiritual gifts, growing spiritually, and letting your greatness out. Let's get started. Hello, spiritual seeker. This is Deepa Lu, and I'm the Creative Mystic, and welcome to the Creative Mystic Podcast. And I ring this bell to awaken you to your divine presence that's within you 24/7. So one of the things I want to talk about today, which kind of leads from the previous podcast episode about creativity, your most powerful asset, is I wanted to share with you a little bit about me being the Creative Mystic, why I call myself the Creative Mystic, what it will do for your creativity, which is your most powerful asset. Is I call myself the Creative Mystic because I'm a creative. You know, you might be a creative. I consider myself a sacred artist, somebody who gets these visions in meditation, sometimes in other places, sometimes when I, you know, do other spiritual types of trips. But I get these visions and there are spirit guides that come to me that want to be created into these spirit guide portals, what I call sacred art portals, so that they can create a blessing in the world. They can bless you with some kind of energy and vibration that they want to help bring onto the planet. But I want to talk to you a little bit about creativity and why I wanted to share a little bit more about some of the things I do is because, you know, your creative power, your creativity will get enhanced when you actually do some kind of creative process, you know. And so my main form of the creative process I do is creating sacred art. So I had this new vision, I'm going to be starting a new, brand new portal, my brand new spirit guide portal. And I had this vision the other day. I'm not going to necessarily show it in this video, but I am going to be showing it in some of the other videos. I'm going to be working on a Mother Mary that came to me in the flame, and it was a Mother Mary in the flame, you know, and she had a whole message. And I'm not going to give you the message at this point, but Mother Mary came to me. I was sitting at my altar with this ghee lamp, and in the flame, I saw a Mother Mary that she came to me and wanted me to create this spirit, this portal to help you to be blessed by the Divine Mother and to receive blessings of helping you transform. You know how fire transforms one thing to another form? Well, she wanted it to me to start to create this spirit guide portal to help you with your transformation because, you know, we're always continually transforming, you know, as human beings. It's part of, you know, it's called growing. You know, we're hardwired for growth. And so that's transformation. Each time we grow a little more, every time we learn something new, it's transformation. Now, what helps us in that transformation that helps us manifest the life that we really want or create a life we truly want and manifest all the different desires we have in our heart, you know, true heart's desires, is our creativity. You know, your creativity being your most powerful asset needs to be taken care of. And the best way to take care of it is to create something. So mine is painting. I love oil paints because it's a very forgiving medium and it actually allows me to create and paint in a way of what I truly believe is the way that you grow your creativity rather than stunt your creativity. Because I see people do creativity a lot of times and they get stuck. Anybody ever have a creative block or feel like they don't know what they're doing or that they're not doing a very good job. Those are all ways of stunting your creativity. When you hear that voice going off like, oh, I'm not very good, or I don't do a very good job, or oh, this sucks, or, you know, any of those things, you're stunting your creativity. You're stunting your most powerful asset when you do that. And so you really want to be able to, you know, open up those floodgates of creativity. And so I wanted to share with you some of my secrets of how I do this. And one of the biggest things is how I ring that bell in the beginning is I have a Tibetan bell by my painting easel. I do a prayer before. You know, I do mine to Divine Mother. I recommend you do to whoever your higher power is. And I also do it for me to the spirit guide that I'm painting, because everything is energy, right? And when you make that connection with that energy, then that energy will help create what you are making. You know, and so I really recommend, if you want to take care of your creativity, you want to cultivate it and make it stronger, you have to choose something that speaks to your heart that you love to do. So for me, I love oil painting. Here's the reasons why I love oil painting. Oil painting is a very forgiving medium. Okay. And you don't have to be perfect and exact, because I get these visions in meditation of a spirit guide that wants to come, just like I'm going to be doing this Mother Mary in the flame. And the vision, you know, isn't on the physical plane. I don't have something to go look at, you know, like you would if you were doing a portrait of a person, or if I wanted to paint this Tibetan bowl, it'd be sitting on the shelf, you know, where I could see it. I don't have that. It's something I saw in my mind's eye. And so, and then I also have to figure out like what I saw, because what I see often isn't like something on the physical plane. Just like you see the heart chakra angel. That's nothing I saw, like I can see here on the physical plane. The sword of light definitely was something that, you know, you're not going to see a sword of light on the physical plane. And so these were things I had to, as I was painting it, figure out how I was going to do it with the medium of oil painting to get what I saw, and not just saw, but felt in the vision. Okay. And so whatever medium you're using, you have to do that too. Now, so the reason I pray and do the bell is I do the bell to invite, you know, divine presence in, God, Buddha, Allah. Like today, I'm going to be inviting in Mother Mary, because she's the one I saw. So I'm going to invite in her energy to help me paint this. And so I want to invite that energy in, and then also move my little self aside, my ego self. That ego self, now we need our ego to get up and do anything. I need my ego to get up and paint. You know, you need yours to get up and do whatever you need to do in your day and whatever creative process you want to do that speaks to your heart. And that's the key. You want to do a creative process that speaks to your heart, that feeds your heart, that makes you joyful, that you feel happy when you do it. You know, those are the important factors that determine what creativity process will actually enhance your creativity and make it your most powerful asset, okay, is choosing one that really like feeds you and feeds you with joy and happiness. And you'll notice creativity comes. Because when I started painting, I was not a visual person before I started painting, okay? And I, like, if someone gave a guided meditation, I wouldn't see a thing. Okay. They'd say, see the ball, golden ball of light, or the flower, or the rose. I'd see nothing. Okay. But when I started painting, which fed my heart and my soul, I started getting visions in meditation. Now, I can't guarantee you're going to see visions in meditation, but what I can guarantee is when you start to do the thing that feeds your soul, you're going to be feeding your creativity. You're going to be strengthening that asset, having it grow so that you can utilize this creativity in all these other areas of your life, you know, in manifesting a life you love. And if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're a spiritual entrepreneur, and manifesting that business to your next level, you know. And like for me, I'm really about your holy calling. I want to help you find your holy calling. I want to help you step into your holy calling. And your holy calling is that it doesn't mean it's something necessarily of a spiritual business, but you might be a spiritual person who you have a calling to either make this item that's going to you know, make life easier for people. Or maybe you want to go do something where you help heal people or build wells in a different country, or you want to, you know, help other people step into their purpose. You know, for me, I'm really wanting to, in the holy calling, help you to find your holy calling and actually start to take your business to the next level, take your calling to the next level. So you want to be able to cultivate your creativity so that creativity can be used in your holy calling, in manifesting the life you want, in manifesting money in your life. Because, you know, the one thing in on the physical plane we need right now where we are in our development is we do need money, you know. And I know a lot of spiritual people have mixed emotions, conflict about it. But I'm telling you, Divine Mother, God, whatever you call your higher power, actually wants you to be abundant and successful. That is part of your holy calling, is to have this success in your life too. So I recommend, as you choose your path of creativity, mine's oil painting. I love it because it's forgiving. Because one of the things I want to tell you, when you do something, whatever that creative process is you have to be willing to suck to be great. Now, why do I say that? Because that sounds really bad, because I just got done saying a little bit ago, oh, you don't want to, you know, be telling yourself you suck, because you don't suck, okay? But everybody wants to be good at what they're doing, right? And a lot of times people will quit before they become good or become before they become great. Now, I'm telling you, greatness is within you. I talk about this all the time, my little tagline at the end, remember, greatness is within you. It's time to let it out. It is. But in order to let it out, you have to let yourself go through the process that you need to go through to let it out. And that's different for everybody. And so for most people, it's a process for it to come out. So you have to be willing to go through the learning process, the practice, you know, like with painting. You have to learn how to handle the color, how to, you know, paint with it. How is it going to work when you have wet on wet paint coming together? You know, all of that is a learning process. And if you expect like the painting to come out in exactly what you have in your mind or what you saw the first time, you're going to give up. And that giving up never allows your greatness to come out, never allows you to cultivate the true power of your creativity. So one, you got to be willing to, if you don't like the word suck, you have to be willing to not be good at something, to have yourself not like it. You know, you have to be able to be looking and go, yeah, I'm not really satisfied with it, but I know, you know, greatness is within me. It's time to let it out. And so then you also need to allow yourself to let go of that voice that judges you. You know, the ego. That's why I said I move the little ego aside so that that voice can stop saying, oh, what if I do this wrong? Oh, this doesn't look good. Oh, I made a mistake. You know, all those things prevent that creativity to be your most powerful asset. Okay. When I first started painting, I would feel like sometimes I put a color on and I think, oh, that was a mistake, you know. But then I would like learn, I learned how to just, no, it's going to actually add to the painting. And what I found was that when I adopted that energy of, no, there's no mistake, it's going to add to the painting. It's going to add to the vibration of this sacred portal that's here to bless people. It always did. You know, I would see how, oh, that color kind of bleeds through as I paint over, and it gives a different look, a look I was looking for. And so you have to allow yourself to let go of that judgmental voice of mistake, looks crummy, you know, because one of the things, at least in the process of painting spirit guide portals, there's always a period of time where I call it the ugly stage. And I find in most things you make, there's that time period where you're making it and it kind of looks in your ego mind ugly. You know, you don't like it. And you got to let that go. And you go, nope, no, it's not going to stay there. It's a process. And you keep on moving. So I really want to invite you to, if you're not doing something creative, to choose one. Again, sit with your heart. What's true in your heart? What feeds you? Pick one and start doing a creative process. I really invite you to pick a creative process with the idea of, one, to bring more joy into your life, but two, and I want you to connect this because that way you'll actually do it, is know that this creative process that you're doing, that you're spending time doing, is actually helping you in your life, in your business, and every other area of your life, because it's giving you the muscle. It's where you're exercising and practicing the development of your creativity. So it is your most powerful asset. Because when you utilize your creativity to make things, to make something, to create something on the physical plane, that muscle now, that creative muscle, is strong to be used in problem solving in every other area of your life. You see, but the way you do that is to start to create something where you don't necessarily know how you're going to do it. See, that's with my spirit guide portals. I get a vision and I don't know a lot how I'm going to create that. I come to a blank canvas. Here we have a blank canvas up here. Okay. This blank canvas, it's a whole new beginning. All right. Endless possibilities on this canvas. All right. And that's the thing, is that people usually will get afraid or fearful with those endless possibilities. But when you know there's no mistake, that it's going to enhance it, and you carry that with it, then you go, and then other ideas come in. But if you worry about, what if I mess it up? What if I make a mistake? It looks pretty good now. I don't want to make it look bad. That stunts that creative power. And in order for it to be your most powerful asset, you want that creativity to be in the flow. So here's the third thing I do when I paint, besides what I just said, okay? The third one is, and it's actually the most important one, is I connect with Divine Mother. Remember I said I do a prayer, connect with her? Well, whenever if I start to hear that little voice come in, because I'm human, where the little judgment and stuff starts to come in, I say, Divine Mother, you're painting this painting. Or like for here, or Mother Mary, you're painting this painting. Guide me on what to do next. And lo and behold, something else comes in. All right? So that way, that little judgmental voice, that ego voice, gets just like to the side. Not that you're beating it up, because you want to thank it for being there for you. You know, I say, okay, thank you for sharing. But Divine Mother, what's your guidance? What should I do next? All right? So I would love to hear your feedback on what your creative process is that you either are doing already or that you're going to start doing to actually get your creative power, your creativity, you know, strengthened so it is your most powerful asset. All right? You have a miraculous day. Remember, greatness is within you. It's time to let it out. Blessings. Thank you for listening to the Creative Mystic Podcast. If you'd like to have more inspiration, please go to my website, deepaloo.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast platforms. Remember, your creative mystic is just waiting for you to let your greatness out.